Baby One More Time. Or Baby One More Time by Britney Spears there on WMFO 91.5 FM, 10:03 and 28 seconds here for Rockin' the Suburbs / Medford / Somerville / all of Boston with Zach, Carl, featuring Melinda.
The Medford metro area, I like to call it.
And after that quick interlude with two guests, we have Zach back. Thankfully.
Yes, thank God. I'm so sorry. When I left, I accidentally left the door open for these two men wearing large fuzzy hats and trench coats. So I shouldn't have let them in, but I thought they were the next show.
And we're going to go back to word association. Isn't that right, Zach?
Yes, we are.
So
for those of you who haven't been listening,
we've
been playing Word Association with Charlie, where I come up with a word and he comes up with a song to play for the word. And maybe we have a little bit of conversation about the word in the meantime. The word is muscle.
Muscle. Squeeze, pulling muscle from the shell.
So, that was an easy one.
Too easy.
That was a very easy one. I should have gone with my other one, which was, I'll keep saving for the next one. Muscles. Charlie, what is your favorite muscle?
What is my favorite muscle?
Yes.
Human muscle?
Yes.
Oh, gotta be the glutes.
I feel that. I was gonna say the tongue, but both of those work.
You gotta have good glutes and good tongues.
Yeah. I think those are the two most important muscles in the human body.
Shout out to Ezra the Tongue Gans.
Shout out to...
Danny the Tongue Nelson. No, Danny the Glutes Nelson. Excuse me. So you got it. Naming
Danny Maximus
school.
Nelson.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Squeeze. Pulling muscle from the shell from the album Argy Bargy. Wonderful song, wonderful band, what a wonderful life.
Yeah.
muscles from the shell. Squeeze with pulling muscles from the shell. And it's 10:09 now. And we're still
it's 10:09:59. This is At Midnight. I'm Chris Hardwick.
Welcome to Saturday Night with Zach and Charlie.
Featuring
Melinda. That was my announcer voice. Did you like
featuring,
it, Melinda?
Featuring Vladimir.
Vladimir
and Dimitri.
Yeah, I'm Vladimir and Dimitri.
But
should go jump in a hole.
I honestly sometimes forget which character I am whenever. So those characters dear readers.
That was a character?
That was indeed a character.
Oh no. I thought he was real.
I hate you.
Oh.
Is this how you act? Is this how your auditions went?
No, it's more of that was a character. And then I cry.
I hate you.
Okay, what's the word?
I was going to tell a story, but whatever. The word is, for those of you not listening, we're playing word association where I say a word and then Charlie plays a song based on that word.
You don't have to announce this every time, Zach.
I know, but it's just kind of fun.
Okay.
You told me to do a bit, and that's a bit.
Yes.
Or a riff. And
yeah,
a riff
whatever.
Is a collection of bits.
Yeah, sure,
but
sure, sure.
The word is ambiguous.
Ambiguous. That means it's ambiguous as to what I can pick, so I can pick whatever I want.
No.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just kidding. Ambiguous is unclear, which is like muddled or mixed, which is like water, which will go to sort of bluesy sort of thing.
Bridge over.
Nah.
Water.
Nah, the answer is Talking Heads, Take Me to the River for 200.
Or Born Under Punches.
Nah, that doesn't work.
Okay, but we're playing Born Under Punches later.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are, because it's an amazing song.
No.
It's the greatest song the Talking Heads ever wrote.
Take Me to the River.
Yes. Take Me to the River is okay. Okay,
it's a cover,
when you
actually.
Think, when you think water and Talking Heads, your mind goes straight to Take Me to the River and not to
I was thinking
once
about,
a lifetime.
Like, a river. Okay, do you want to ditch the Talking Heads then?
No, I love the Talking Heads.
Okay, but it's long. I don't want to play a 5-minute song.
I get that.
So
once in a lifetime. That's only like 4 minutes.
No, give me another word.
Okay, tight.
Tight. Tighten up Black Keys.
I hate the Black Keys, but I love
okay,
that song.
Okay, you don't want that?
No, but I love that song. So.
Okay.
I have to qualify all of the Black Keys songs I play with I hate that song, but I
that's a really common response, actually. I was talking to my friend Ben the other day, and he said that he liked the Black Keys. That he didn't like the Black Keys, except for, like, Tighten Up, because Tighten Up is a song that I was first introduced to on FIFA 12 for the Wii, and I was like, this is great. I wonder if the rest of the band is great. And they were pretty good.
This song and Everlasting Light are amazing.
I wanted love. I needed love. Most of all. Most of all. Someone said true love was dead. And I'm bound to fall. Bound to fall for you. Oh, what can I do? Yeah. Take my badge, but my heart remains loving you.
That was Tighten Up from the album Brothers by the Black Keys. And
Brothers is the peak of Black Keys music.
Well, it's the one that they won Best New Artist for. Yes. It was like their eighth album, though, yeah. So they weren't that new.
It was like, I think it was like their fifth album.
Okay, well, that's a lot of albums.
Yeah, it's a damn ton of albums. Like,
yeah. All right.
It's a good album.
Yeah. Word.
Words. Hold on, I didn't actually look.
Yeah, no, I figured.
Okay. Your word is pathetic.
Pathetic. Oh.
There's one that immediately comes to my mind with this one, but that's because it's a Blink 182 song.
I'm not gonna end up getting that one.
Okay. I don't really care because it's not a good song.
Pathetic.
I'm so pathetic. I knew when she said it.
Okay. Pathetic. Loser. You'd think Loser by Beck. Yes. Not really feeling it. Loser. Someone who has failed in some way. I did just say failure, didn't I? Never mind.
Yeah.
And then on to getting fired from your job. Mm-hmm. Getting fired from your job to getting laid off from your job. In the saddest of ways. And that's Ben Folds, Fred Jones Part 2. Did I just want to play that song?
Yes.
Yes. But I did do a word association.
That's fine. That works.
I do hope we have it. Woo.
Yes.
You didn't play this yesterday, actually.
Kind of crazy, actually.
All right.
Ben Folds.
Enjoy the sadness from Ben Folds off the album Rockin' the Suburb. Here is Fred Jones Part 2, which the lead singer of Cake contributed vocals to.
Oh.
Learn something new every day. Oh, this is the a cappella version.
That's fine.
Okay.
Fred sits alone at his desk in the dark. There's an awkward young shadow.
Jones.
Hello.
That was Fred Jones Part 2, originally by Ben Folds. That one covered by a university a cappella group and appeared on Ben Folds' album University A Cappella, which is all a cappella covers of his work.
That's actually an interesting thing some artists do.
Well, yeah. I mean, it comes out of the fact that Ben Folds was a judge on The Sing Off.
Yeah.
And so he kind of had this thing with a cappella, and it led, one thing led to another.
He's a good choice for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jack White did a thing for the White Stripes maybe halfway through their career, maybe like four albums into their six album lifespan, where he produced an album that was all orchestra covers of some of their hits called Aluminium. It's very, very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally. It, like, they go very different directions with the songs. Like, mm-hmm. The slow ones become fast ones. The fast ones become slow ones. Like, it's really interesting stuff.
Great.
Words. For those of you who are interested, Charlie and I hosted a show the past year called Word of the Day.
Which it is dead now.
Wordy. I don't know if it's dead, but like,
we're out of words.
Yeah, we're out of words mostly. So
yeah.
How about the word is guarantee?
Guarantee. Okay, a guarantee is something that you're going to make happen, right? And something you're going to make happen can also be, in a more personal sense, a promise. Mm-hmm. And so that leads me to the song The Promise. And who is that by, Zach?
I have no idea.
Incorrect.
I'm assuming Squeeze.
No, it's by the band When in Rome. It's their major single. And let me just find it. The Promise. It's very new wave. Where are you? Might not be on Rivendell, which would be tragic.
There's a good chance. I mean, Rivendell.
Yeah, it's not here.
Yeah, Rivendell's kind of limited.
How
about?
Okay, give me a new one.
Isn't there a Violent Femmes song that says?
No, this is me making the calls.
Ooh.
All right, just give me another word.
A word. Is
anything? Oh, actually, wait. Let me try promises.
That's too easy. But promises. Is it there?
It is not there. Actually,
average.
Average is like normal. Normal is like boring, mundane, kind of middle.
He's searching the innermost depths of his brain, racking his massive middle. Knowledge of music and literature.
Normal.
Attempting to find the perfect song to fit the word.
Yeah, because I'm not playing the Next to Normal soundtrack on here. Average.
I doubt they even have the Next to Normal soundtrack.
Average.
The word is average.
I'm just going to search average.
He's just going to search the word average. He's given up on using all of his mental ability to find the word.
Okay, average. Back to the idea of average being normal or the middle. So it's kind of like the mean. So we'll
just
do
take some time in the middle.
The middle by
out the mind.
Jimmy Eat World.
Who played at Tom DeLonge's wedding.
Who is that?
Tom DeLonge. He was the lead singer and guitarist of Blink-182, but he left the band.
You and your Blink-182.
I'm seeing them.
Did I ever tell you how summer. I went to a...
I don't really love them.
I went to a burrito place that was owned by the bassist of Third Eye Blind.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went to the burrito place mentioned in many Blink-182 songs.
Nah, different burrito place, different pop punk band place. Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Just try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves. You're away. You know they're all the same. You know you're doing better on your
Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good in, a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. A little good in, a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
How is everything, Zach?
Everything is great. We're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Incorrect. I was looking for...
We are making WMFO.
I was looking for the answer, everything is all right. Although I suppose if everything's great now, it will be all right.
Everything will be all right. Right.
All right.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
Just in general, depending on what your state is now, that has no effect on whether or not everything is going to be all right, all right.
Well, I mean, returning to the word you gave me, you will eventually return to normal.
Yep.
You know?
You could say regression, that you're always normal.
Regression to the mean.
You could even say that... That normal spikes in your happiness.
Give me another normal. Word.
I'm looking at the list. Hold on.
Why do you need a list? Just make one up.
Because I find that randomness is helpful. Ooh, this is a good one. Deadpan.
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 Oh. That's like sort of a straight delivery with very little emotion.
Yes.
Very little emotion.
Nick Offerman.
Is kind of... stoic and empty.
For those of you who don't know, we're playing a word association
empty.
Game.
Where does empty lead me?
I say the word. Charlie says the song.
Empty leads me to
WMFO and
broken Bedford. Chairs and empty tables.
Broken chairs and empty tables.
From Les Miserables.
From Les Mis.
But I don't think
we
I want
not
to
have
play.
Les Mis on here.
Well, we'll have like one day more, but I don't want to play broken
one
chairs.
One day more.
Another day,
another destiny.
This never-ending road to Calvary.
We could else. Do...
This man who seeks to know my name will never...
Is it a confrontation? One day confrontation more. Song?
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
I don't think...
I really... I want no, I to don't, be able to
I don't,
do it.
I don't know the lyrics to
I should listen to it enough.
I'm not like a huge Les Mis fan.
It,
the
neither.
Music's good, but the production I saw, the Broadway production was just 10 minutes too long on either act. And there's nothing worse than a show that drags.
Yeah, I feel like Les Mis, it's really hard to get it to not drag, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that
so much,
makes
it's
sense.
So much content. It's like if someone tried to make a musical out of A Tale of Two Cities, you know? There's just so much content.
I think they did.
Did they really?
I believe they did.
I would love to see someone singing and dancing as Sydney Carton goes to the guillotine.
So, Broken Chairs and Empty Tables.
Yeah.
Les Miserables. The Miserables.
Sad songs. The
something
Smiths.
Sad. Sad? Oh, true. The Smiths.
The Smiths, definitely. Girlfriend in a coma.
I mean, that's pretty good, but...
But also, Panic is an amazing song.
I do have Panic here.
Or Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, if we really want to go miserable.
I like William, It Was Really Nothing, but...
I feel that.
These songs are all so long. Wow. Oh, that's because it's in...
Girlfriend in a Coma is...
Reverse order.
Is the shortest, probably.
Yeah, it's,
I think it's
two minutes.
Verses.
2 minutes long. But we're going to go in at 2:08 for the one I mentioned earlier. William, It Was Really Nothing. This is the nasal... dulcet tones of Morrissey.
The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Oh, the rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Everybody's got to live their life, and God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live mine.
taken by the rain. She doesn't care about anything. Would you like to marry me? And if you like to come by the rain, I don't dream about anyone.
Well, that song wasn't nothing. It was definitely 2 minutes of something. That was, yes, William, It Was Really Nothing by The Smiths.
Also known as Johnny Marr and someone else.
And we have a PSA now, 10:32. Melinda, your time to shine. What's your PSA?
The Museum of Science presents Animals, Machines in Motion.
Ooh.
Discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines, and Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes and trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations such as prosthetic limbs. This interactive experience features digital media scientific models and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. You can also come face-to-face with a life-size cast of T-Rex Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. For more information about the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org or call 617-723-2500.
Woo!
Yeah. Did we see that exhibit today?
I don't think we did.
We went to the Museum of Science.
I don't know
today.
If it's actually still there.
I mean, they had the life-size cast of Sue right?
Yeah.
That was the
T-Rex.
That was
Sue, yeah.
I think it probably got broken up into, like, and went back to other exhibits.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or it might be, you know what, it actually might be in the main hall where, like, the Pixar exhibit was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the specialty hall.
I mean, either way, a great trip to take to the Museum of Science.
Yeah, it's a great place, especially with the new atrium.
We spent
Charles
some
River exhibit.
Really good hours there today.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff, especially if you've never been before.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to do the word association as science?
I was going to pull a word from the previous song to throw a wrench in there, but if you want to do science, you're already typing, so you've already chosen a song.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
It's probably You Blinded Me with Science.
It's actually She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby.
I can't believe they have that.
What? They have three versions.
Of course. Actually, I can't believe they have that. That makes sense. It was a top 40.
Yep. And here it is. Enjoy.
Yes.
Science. Felt the entire energy. Yeah.
That was Thomas Dolby with Science. She Blinded Me with Science, a song about a girl who threw acid in someone's face.
Yes.
Little known fact.
I think.
May or may not be true.
That's probably...
But, like, it makes sense.
Maybe true.
She would have blinded
me
and
with science.
I would say that an acid is science. It's sciencey, at least.
Kind of. I mean, a lot of things are sciencey that people wouldn't normally consider sciencey. You could say she blinded him with a knife, and that's also science because, like, how do knives cut things? Science.
Great.
Yeah. So, the word. I'm pulling the word from the song. The word is poetry.
Poetry.
There's poetry in motion.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. This is Rockin' the Suburbs with Carl and Zach.
Featuring Melinda.
Featuring Melinda.
All right, poetry.
And Carl's not Charlie. Charlie.
Verse.
And Vladimir and Dmitri.
Verse, free verse.
Free verse.
Free.
To be or not to be. That is the question.
Free bird.
We can't play all of Freebird.
Yeah, no, I know.
Do you think there's an option for just the solo? Because that's really the only part you need. Or can we skip just to the solo? I forget if you
from,
can skip.
Okay, from Free, let's see if Run Freedom Run from Your Antenna is on here.
I strongly doubt it.
It is indeed on here.
I'd rather Freebird, but...
Nah, it's happening.
Too.
This is the song Run Freedom Run performed by Hunter something.
S. Thompson. Performed by Hunter S. Thompson.
In the musical You're in Town in the second act, and playing Bobby Strong, this is from Mark Holman and Greg Kotis's You're in Town. Run, freedom, run. Run, freedom.
Freedom, run away.
Freedom, run away.
Run, freedom, run. Freedom, run away. My friend, you have to run, 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 run. Freedom, run away. That freedom, son. Will shine someday. Till then, you better run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
I'm frightened.
Oh, yes, well, you should be. Freedom is scary. It's a blast of cool wind that burns your face to wake you up.
Literally?
Yes. There's a trickle of sweat.
There's a trickle of sweat.
It's dripping in your ear.
It's dripping in your ear.
Still, you gotta run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
Run, run away.
Now, don't you fret. Freedom's a one. Freedom, run away. There's a great big clad bell on your tail.
Run, freedom, run.
And he's put his henchmen on your trail.
Run, freedom, run.
Oh, I'm simply laying out the back for you. Great big clad bells making tracks for you. Ain't no time to relax for you. Run, freedom, run. Run, freedom, run.
Run, freedom, run. Run, freedom.
Freedom, run away.
Freedom, run away. Freedom, run away. My friends, you have to run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
Freedom, run away.
Freedom, run away. Freedom, run away. That freedom sun, that freedom sun will shine someday. Run, freedom, run, better run away.
Run, freedom, run, run away. My friend, you have to run, 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 freedom, run away. That freedom soul will shine someday. You better run, 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 run.
Hallelujah, freedom, run.
With the wind in your hair, you run to freedom's glory. I said freedom.
Yeah.
I said freedom. I said freedom. Freedom, run away.
Freedom Run Away from the musical You're in Town at 10:43:34. Great musical, Zach.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no Gazindals.
Gazindals is great.
Gazindals is my favorite musical. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing musical.
Great.
All right. Word. Okay. The word is... I feel like that's too easy. The word is easy.
Easy. Great. Easy Lover. I think it's Phil Collins.
You went in an interesting direction. I feel that. The original word was sun.
What did you think I was going to do?
Walking on the sun, probably.
Oh, like the sun. I thought you meant S-O-N.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have done walking on the sunshine.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Like two easy ones.
Yeah. In the meantime...
Like we did those both for word of
the day. Here is Phil Collins with Easy Lover.
Easy love.
That was Genesis frontman Phil Collins from his solo career with Easy Lover. And Zach, are you an easy lover? Don't answer the question. Just give me another word.
Yeah, that's a good question for me not to answer. The word is...
Great.
Lover.
Lover.
If you were more of a Queen fan, this is a good song for
lover?
You.
Lover? Oh, crazy fan. Little thing called Love?
No, I was going to say good old-fashioned Lover Boy.
Well, I'm going to play neither.
Yeah.
Love.
God, Freddie, rest in peace.
Love is what brings us together. Together.
Love is what brings us together.
Together. Together. Don't want to play All Together Now by the Beatles. I'm not a huge fan of that song.
All together now. All together now. It's like a Beatles song.
Together
that I didn't
is
even
as
recognize
one. One.
We will fight as one. I think that's actually... So I thought for a second that that was a real song, and then I realized, oh no, that's the theme song to Avengers Assemble.
Is it?
The cartoon show.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's Madness's song, One Step Beyond.
I... not strongly doubt, but I doubt.
Nope. It is on there.
It is, wow.
Yeah, so we'll... bring this into the home stretch with some ska. I actually know that one says it's broken.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should just close out.
No, we have...
Oh, no, we've got 10 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
We can play two more songs.
Melinda, any song you want to hear? No?
That's a no. That's a nod.
All right.
Producer Melinda.
Then we're going to play The Wire by Haim. Because I like it.
Yes. That's probably my favorite Haim song.
It's most people's favorite Haim song, and it's not here.
Oh, what?
Is there any Haim?
Do you have it on your phone? We can play it off
your phone. I do have it on my phone, but my phone's going to die.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh,
man.
Give me an artist.
Well, Haim made me think Tegan and Sarah. But that's probably not a good choice.
You want to play real Ben Folds this time?
Yeah. Let's see if they have the radio edit of Bear Ain't Bubba.
No, they're not going to.
I don't think there is a radio edit of that song. Of Burr Ain't the
song is a cover of a Dr. Dre song from the album The Chronic that you can look up on your own time. It's a bit profane.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Ben Folds' cover of Lost in the Super. Actually, no. Let's play.
No. Lost in the Supermarket.
Or would you prefer Army from Ben Folds 5? Because that's a really good song.
Lost in the Supermarket.
Lost in the Supermarket?
Yeah.
This is Ben Folds covering Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash, and I'll play The Clash song right after.
Yes.
Here it is.
I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburbs, over which I never could see. I heard the people who lived on the ceiling scream and fight most scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. Shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle and feel a bit free. Kicked in the holes and plugged in the walls, making noises for company. Make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can't no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can't no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. All lost. I can't no longer shop happily. All lost. I can't
And that's been mostly it for us. Took 5 minutes to 11 now. 91.5 WMFO. This has been Zach, Charlie, and Melinda for the show Rockin' the Suburbs. Named for
a
Ben
show
Sold,
that will never
Ben
happen
Folsom.
Again.
Yeah, a one-off show because I was in town and we had nothing better to do.
Yes. Tune into my show Friday mornings at 10 a.m., The Astro Hour, with me and random guests from the Medford area.
And I'll be back in the fall. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you haven't enjoyed the show, it'll never happen again.
Yes.
So with that,
thank you for all listening.
Good night. This is The Clash, Lost in the Supermarket.
Yes. Good night.
Simultaneously or one after the other?
All mixed up. They were all harvested at about the same, during the same period of time. But then they were two collections, and some of the same musicians played on both. They were given different instructions and different guidelines and different suggestions.
What would be an example of a kind of a instruction that you might give?
Oh, well, like the Alice stuff is much more watery. and much more elusive. And the blood money stuff, you know, I might say play more like, play meaner, or play like your hair's on fire, or play, you know, or scream into your instrument.
Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.